peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要看的经文是取自列王记下第24章28节到24章16节。
The passage today is taken from a book of 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 28 to chapter 24, verse 16.
因为经文比较长，我只读今天我们讲到要使用的经文。
The passage is a bit long, so we will reduce. We will just cover the important parts of it.
29节。约西亚年间，埃及王法老尼哥上到幼法拉底河攻击亚述王，约西亚王去抵挡他，埃及王一见约西亚在米基多，就杀了他。他的臣仆用车将他的尸首从米基多送到耶路撒冷，葬在他自己的坟墓里。国民高利约西亚的儿子约哈斯继续他父亲做王。约哈斯行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，效法他列祖一切所行的。法老尼哥将约哈斯锁禁在哈马地的利比拉，不许他在耶路撒冷作王，又罚犹大国银子100他连的，金子1他连的。法老尼哥立约西亚的儿子以利亚敬继续他父亲约西亚作王，给他改名叫约雅敬，却将约哈斯带到埃及，他就死在那里。约雅敬行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，效法他列祖一切所行的。
In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant for 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, and bands of the Syrians, and bands of the Moabites, and bands of the Ammonites, and sent them against Judah to destroy it.According to the word of the Lord that he spoke by his servants to the prophets, surely this came up Judah at the command of the Lord to remove them out of sight for the sins of Manasseh according to all that he has done. So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin his son reigned in his place. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father had done.At that time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up to Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, gave himself up to the king of Babylon, himself and his mother, and his servants, and his officials, and his palace officials, and carried off all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, and cut in pieces all the vessels of the gold in the temple of the Lord, which Solomon, king of Israel, had made, as the Lord had foretold.And he carried away Jehoiachin to Babylon, the king's mother, the king's wives, his officials, and the chief men of the land he took in the captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon.
让我们亲父今天我们要去阅读历史和聆听这个历史故事。我们知道这是一件烦躁乏味的事情，但是求主帮助我们能够有耐心和聆听的心去认识圣经所记载的历史的事件，然后从历史事件里面学习你要教导我们的功课。我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。弟兄姐妹，我想问大家，为什么我们要阅读和聆听这个历史呢？
Why do we, brothers and sisters, why do we need to understand and read history?
有人可以回答吗？为什么要读历史跟聆听历史？
Does anyone have an answer?
啊？言者自见，前者可见。OK， 还有吗？还有其他的吗？为什么要读历史跟听历史？过去的事情为什么要读呢？ Any answer? Any response? So 大家是不大喜欢读历史的，对吗？
So I think you're not very interested in history, are you?
Okay, 读这个历史呢，可以让读者对过去国家社会兴旺产生的前因后果呢，我们能够吸取它正面或者是反面的这个经验教训，然后能够避免能够重蹈覆辙。
So history allows us to learn about mistakes, pros and cons, about the mistakes of history, and allow us to avoid repeating the same mistakes in the future.
不过呢，我们要知道，就是在这个圣经历史里面，是跟我们一般所读的历史是有点不一样的。
But we must understand that historical narratives in the Bible are different from normal history narratives that we know of.
因为当你去看圣经历史的时候，你会发现到，就是他所讲述的是关于神在历史里的这个工作。
Because when you look at biblical history, you're looking at what God has done in the course of history.
然后呢，在这个圣经历史里面，是按照神的这个旨意呢，来去叙述这个历史。
And the narratives are told according to God's will.
所以你会发现到，在圣经里面所讲述历史的时候，那个经文它其实要让读者明白这个历史事件上的这个神学的意义。So
these historical narratives has a certain theological significance.
今天我们所看的这本书《列王纪上下》，它其实是属于一般我们会通称。
So these books of Kings that we are covering are generally likened as a Deuteronomy style of narration. So with this understanding, we would try to comprehend this, these books.
在上一两个月，我们在展开信息，我们所讲述关于小先知书，它的背景。
So in the past couple of months, in the recent sermons, we've been covering about the Assyrian Empire.
但是呢，因着这个亚述帝国它内部衰落了，然后也在这个公元前612年，尼尼微呢被这个攻陷了，亚述呢他就慢慢的就离开了这个历史的舞台。
So the country suffered from internal strife, and after the fall of Nineveh in 612 BC, Assyria slowly faded out of history.
当这个亚述帝国慢慢离开的时候，上来的呢就有两个到三个很强大的国家。第一个是埃及。
So after the fall of Assyria, a number of countries' empires started to emerge. One of them was Egypt.
然后呢就是波斯帝国，还有就是巴比伦帝国，或者是我们叫新巴比伦帝国。
And then we have Persia and also Babylon that also emerged.
而这两周呢，我们主要的信息呢，都是围绕在这个埃及和这个巴比伦帝国。So
the scripture of these past 2 weeks mainly revolves around Egypt and the Empire of Babylon.
当然，我们也不会说忘记了，还有就是信息的主角就是这个南国的这个犹大。And
not forgetting This is mentioned in today's verse as well, which is southern Judah.
然后呢，在这个国家介绍之外，我们也要知道今天的经文也有一些主要的出现的人物。So
beyond the passage, we also must know some of these main characters that are mentioned inside.
所以我将来做一个整理，会帮助大家能够更容易知道今天信息主要的讲的那个主角是谁。So
I'll repackage it and so that we can focus on the main characters mentioned.
第一位我们要知道，他讲的就是这个埃及的这个法老王尼哥二世。First
is Pharaoh Necho II of Egypt.
然后呢，第二位呢就是这个巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒二世。There's
Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon.
还有就是犹大国的这个约西亚。There's
Josiah of Judah.
还有就是三位的王，就是约哈斯。
And the three kings, Jehoahaz, Jehoiakim, and Jeconiah.
这个就是我们今天所要讲的国家和人物。These
are the main characters that we're covering today.
好了，今天我们就来看经文所要告诉我们，开始的是讲述说约西亚王的事情。So
the first part of it is about King Josiah.
经文说，开始的时候，约西亚王他计划要在这个米基多的附近地方呢，来去抵挡。 这个法老就是尼哥二世率领要前往这个亚述的这个埃及的军队。Scripture
begins by telling about Josiah's plans to stop the Pharaoh from Megiddo area.
可是我们看到他的计划失败了，然后最后呢，他就死在这个战场上。
But we understand that his plan failed and he died in battle.
在今天所读的经文没有告诉我们他究竟里面发生什么的事情，就是说他死在这个战场上。
We don't have detailed records of what happened. We just know that he died at the battlefield.
所以我们要尝试去多了解究竟是发生什么内容呢？我们就从这个历代志下35:20-23可以知道这个内容是什么。
So, with this limited understanding, we need to delve deeper into understanding the cause of his death.
当我们看了之后，我们会很惊讶说：“哎，为什么这个约西亚王啊，硬要去打仗？”然后为什么他死的这么的那么好像有点匪夷所思，让人感到很惊讶的事。
So the detailed records of this incident is intriguing, and it's very surprising to understand his motives for insisting on fighting and the way he died.
我们来看经文所告诉我们的，这事以后，约西亚修完了殿，由埃及王尼哥上来，要攻击靠近幼发拉底河的加基米斯，约西亚出去抵挡他。
After all this, when Josiah had set the temple in order, Necho, king of Egypt, went up to fight in Carchemish on the Euphrates, and Josiah marched out to meet him in battle.
他差遣使者来见约西亚说：“犹大王啊，我与你何干？我今日来不是要攻击你，乃是要攻击与我征战之家，并且神吩咐我速行，你不要干预神的事，免得他毁灭你，因为神是与我同在。”
But Necho sent messengers to him, saying, "What quarrel is there, king of Judah, between you and me? It is not you I am attacking at this time, but the house with which I am at war. God has told me to hurry, so stop opposing God, who is with me, or he will destroy you."
约西亚却不肯转去离开他，改装要与他打战，不听从神借尼哥之口所说的话，便来到米基多平原征战。弓箭手射中约西亚王，王对他的臣仆说：“哦，我受了重伤，你拉我出阵吧。”
Josiah, however, would not turn away from him, but disguised him to engage him in battle. He would not listen to what Necho had said at God's command, but went to fight him on the plain of Megiddo. Archer shot King Josiah, and he told his officers, "Take me away, I'm badly wounded."
从这个经文里面看到，就是为什么约西亚他一定要去打这个仗呢？其实他的对手不是要去找他去开战。然后呢，那个约西亚王也很特别的就被那个射箭手射中了，就死了。
So, from this passage, we understand why Josiah wanted to engage in this battle and the circumstances at which he died.
然后呢，当这个约西亚死后，他的第三个儿子叫做耶哈斯呢，也称为这个沙龙的，然后呢就被国民高利继承了这个王位。
After Josiah's death, his third child Jehoahaz, also known as Shalom, was anointed by the nation to succeed Josiah to the throne.
但是呢，因为当时的局势有点不稳定，然后呢，约哈斯只做王三个月而已。虽然只有三个月，可是经文呢却说他行耶和华眼中看恶的事。
So, because of the very volatile situation, Jehoahaz only reigned for 3 months. Although it's merely 3 months, the scriptures describe what he did was as evil in the eyes of the Lord.
究竟这个所谓的约哈斯他做了什么恶事呢？在今天所读的经文没有说。
So what evil does Jehoahaz? What did he do? It's not really mentioned here.
但是我们可以看其他的书卷，可以查到，就是说他做了什么恶事。
So we can look at other passages to understand what he did.
就是在这个耶利米书第22:3跟第五节有说到。
In Jeremiah, it's in chapter 22, it mentions.
耶和华如此说：“你要施行公平和公义，拯救被抢夺的，脱离欺压人的手，不可恢复寄居的和孤儿寡妇，不可以强暴待他们，在这地方也不可流无辜人的血。”
Chapter 22, verse 3. This is what the Lord says: Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of the oppressor the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong or violence to the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow.And do not shed innocent blood in this place.
你们若不听从这话，耶和华说：“我指着自己起誓，这城必变为荒场。”
But if you do not obey these commands, declares the Lord, I swear by myself that this palace will become a ruin.
耶哈斯他所行耶和华眼中看恶的事，就是说他没有遵照刚才经文所说的神所吩咐他去行的。 另外，我们看见就是或许法老尼哥二世呢，他感受到约哈斯仍然具有对抗埃及的这个心呢，因此呢，将他锁禁在哈马地的克比拉。
So, Pharaoh Necho felt that Jehoiakim still had the heart to fight against Egypt, so he locked him in Hamath.
然后呢，不许他在耶路撒冷做王，然后呢，也将他最后带到了这个埃及，让他死在那里，还要惩罚犹大国呢，要献上大量的金和银子。
So, he was locked in Hamath and forbidden to become king in Jerusalem. He was brought into Egypt where he would die, and to punish Judah, a large amount of gold and silver would be offered.
从他的这个身上发生的事情，也应验了在这个耶利米书第22:11-12所说的话。
And this is also mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 11 to 12.
因为耶和华论到从这地方出去的犹大王约写的儿子撒龙，就是接续他父亲约西亚做王的，这么说，他必不得再回到这里来。
For this is what the Lord said about Shalom, son of Josiah, who succeeded his father as king of Judah, but had gone from his place.Who never return.
却要死在这被掳去的地方，必不得再见这地。
He will die in the place where they have led him captive. He will not see this land again.
所以法老尼哥二世呢，然后就立了约西亚的第二个儿子，叫做以利亚敬，接续他父亲约西亚做王。
So Necho appointed Eliakim, the second son of Josiah, to succeed his father and rename him Jehoiakim.
然后呢，也将这个王改了名字，叫做耶雅敬。
Oh yes, so his name he was being renamed Jehoiakim.
然后将对方的这个名字去改换呢，其实他的目的，他或许是要表示一种就是新的这个联盟的关系，或者要表示说埃及呢，他可以向这个犹大来行使这个主权。
So it's understood that the purpose of changing the name of another party is to mark a new relationship.And also means that Egypt can now exercise sovereignty over Judah.
当我们刚才读到第二十四章的时候，我们在第一节、第二节会发现到，他所讲的这个事件呢，我们有时候不晓得他为什么会讲这些事情，因为他很浓缩的将一些事情放在两节的经文里面去。
So, in the start of chapter 24 talks about invasion by Nebuchadnezzar, and this is summarized in the first two verses.
我们要先看，只要说它里面发生什么事情，我们才知道这个经文所要告诉我们的是什么。首先，第一件事情就是在公元前大概608年的时候，约雅敬他做王，但是呢，三年后他却投靠了埃及，背叛了巴比伦。
So to understand this passage, you must we have to grasp information. First of all, the scripture tells us that Jehoiakim became king of Judah.But 3 years later, he believed that Babylon's growing strength would threaten Judah.
然后有一件事在经文没提到了，就是在公元前605年的时候发生了一件事情。
Secondly, in 605 BC, something happened.
就是埃及呢和亚述呢，在这个加基米斯呢，要和巴比伦发生一场很决定性的这个战役呢，然后在当时候。埃及和亚述呢被巴比伦打败了。
So secondly, second 605 BC, Egypt and Assyria battled in Carchemish and Babylon. Egypt and Assyria were defeated by Babylon ultimately.
所以就是可以看到，当时候那个犹大国他背叛了这个所谓的这个巴比伦，因此呢，当巴比伦王打胜了之后呢，他就进入到这个犹大国呢，去将一些人被掳了去到外邦。
So Jehoiakim betrayed Babylon and people in Judah. Judah was defeated and people in Judah were taken into captivity.
然后呢，约雅敬呢也因此呢被这个巴比伦王呢尼布加尼撒带到去了埃及，带到去了巴比伦。
Jehoiakim was held captive in Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar.
而经文告诉我们说，这些事情的发生呢，它的这个属灵最主要的原因呢，是因为玛拿西的罪。
So find from the scripture that it tells the readers that these things happen, and the cause was because of the sin of Manasseh.
作者好像要再次告诉我们说，他们这些事情遭遇的那个所有的不幸的事情，都是因为他们行了玛拿西当时候的罪的这个缘故。
A lot of things, displeasing things that happened was because of the sin of Manasseh.
所以呢，神呢就不会赦免这位犹大国。
God will not bless this, forgive Judah.
然后呢，在这个经文里面也有说，我们找到他也有指责关于这个约雅敬的这个事情。
In the passage, in the scriptures, we also see a passage of accusations against Jehoiakim.
如果我们看耶利米书第22章的时候，15跟17节，我们知道神有指责这个约雅敬。
So in Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 15-17, we can understand this better.
十五节这么说：难道你做王是在孤灶相搏、木楼争房争身吗？你的父亲岂不是也吃也喝？也施行公平和公义吗？那时他得了福了。
Does it make you a king to have more and more cedar? Do not your father have food and drink? He did what was right and just, and so all went well with him.
唯有你的眼和你的心专顾贪婪，流无辜人的血，行欺压和这个强暴。
But your eyes and your heart are set only on dishonest gain.On shedding innocent blood and oppression and extortion.
所以从这个整个的约雅敬之后呢，他的儿子约雅金在公元前597年继续他做王。
So after Jehoiakim, his son Jehoiachin succeeded him as king in 597 BC.
然后呢，他也是做王只有短短的三个月零十天。
But his tenure was similarly short, just 3 months and 10 days.
然后圣经又是讲他说他是一位行耶和华眼中看为恶的事的一位王。
He was also criticized for doing evil in the eyes of the Lord.
然后这一次呢，当这个巴比伦王的军队来到耶路撒冷的时候呢，就围困了耶路撒冷城，还将呢那些的所谓的王啊，还有他的家庭成员呢，都全部的抓去了到这个巴比伦去。
So the soldiers of Babylon went to Jerusalem again. They besieged Jerusalem and took the surrendered king, including family members, officials, other leaders, and they brought them all to Babylon.
然后也将所罗门王的圣殿，还有这王宫呢，这所有的这个宝物也拿去了，以及那些所有的金器呢，都毁坏了。
This included the palace, the destroyed temple of built by King Solomon.Including a lot of the things that were inside the temple, and they were all destroyed.
这就是当我们看了这个整个这个经文所要告诉我们的事情之后，我们可以知道的一些事情。
By looking at this passage, then we can understand a few things.
就是当北国以色列他被亚述消灭之后，神的子民其实他们心里面呢是多少都会感到这个震惊的。
So when the northern kingdom of Israel was wiped out by Syria, God, the people there would feel rather shocked.
因为耶和华神借着先知所宣告的，他们因为行许多罪跟这个恶的事呢，遭受审判的话，真的应验了，所以北国以色列被亚述灭亡了，消灭了。
Because God had declared through all the prophets that they will be judged for their many sins and evil deeds, and these words really came true.
然后现在呢，他又看到南国犹大呢。又一次一次的被侵犯了，然后呢，圣殿也被毁坏，然后国王和人民呢也被掳去了一邦，比如说巴比伦。
Now the southern kingdom was violated time and again. The temples were destroyed. The king of the people were taken into captivity.
所以对他们来讲，他们心里面是感到很震惊的，然后也很悲痛的，甚至说心里面也充满了许多疑惑不解的事。
So the people were shocked, they were sad, and also filled with a lot of doubt.
为什么他们会这样呢？
So why would they feel this way?
因为第一个就是圣殿呢，在所罗门王去建造的时候，它不仅呢是百姓献祭的地方，它也被看为说这是神的家，神荣耀的临到这个地方。
Because the temple that was built was not only a place where people offered sacrifices,But it's also regarded as the house of the God and a place of worship.
当这个圣殿被毁的时候，他们会问问题：哎，神究竟去了哪里呢？这不是你的家吗？然后为什么你没有保护这个圣殿，也没有保护你的子民，让那些巴比伦人来去侵犯他们
So when the temple was destroyed, people will be wondering, why is it being destroyed? Where's God? Why didn't he protect the people?
这是他们第一个想到的问题.
That's the first thing on their minds.
那第二个问题呢?
The second thing,
神竟然会透过或者兴起的所谓的异教的国家 巴比伦 去打败跟去掳掠了他们.
God went so far as to defeat and capture them through Babylon, a pagan country.
你不单没有保护我是属于你的子民，你还去兴起了一个异教的国家来去攻打你的子民，然后受到让他们被这个掳掠到别的地方去。
So not only didn't he protect the people, he also went as far as to get a pagan to defeat them through a pagan country.
怎么可能会发生这事情呢？所以先知哈巴谷 为这个事情也感到非常的疑惑，他如此的说。
So it's very puzzling, to the point Prophet Habakkuk was, he said.
在哈巴谷书第一章第六节他说，我被兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。
In Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 6, he says, I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwellings not their own.
所以先知哈巴谷他也是感到疑惑，就是说为什么神你会兴起这些所谓的巴比伦这残暴的人来去打你的这个子民呢？
So Habakkuk was very puzzled. Why would he use this violent group of people to attack his own people?
但是从这些的疑问或者是反思里面，其实对当时或是我们现在的读者来说，可以看到一些的事情。
So from these reflections, for readers now, you can understand, you can see a few things.
就是看到神原处必行的这个举动，就是说他说话算话。
The first is the manifestation of God's sovereignty, the things he says.
就是当神说，如果你继续这样的去来去行耶和华眼中看恶的事呢，我必要审判你的这件事情，他真的会去做。
So you can see his, how his words warrants action, and his words must count.
另外呢，我们也看到神主权的彰显。
Secondly, we look at his, we see his sovereignty.
他可以兴起，或者是说可以使用各种的方式呢，去执行或去落实他对他子民的这个发出的审判跟惩罚的宣告。
So there are many ways that God can impose his judgment and punishment on people.
就比如说，他兴起了亚述跟这个巴比伦。
For example, as what he has done with Assyria and Babylon.
所以总结今天我们所看的经文，我们其实看到一个，在这个经文的信息里面，它有一个很强烈的关于这个叫做生命祭司的宣告跟教导。So
from the scriptures today, as we understand it further, we can see this strong Deuteronomy style of teaching.
这个是取自生命记的那个书卷。 我相信大家都很熟悉这两句话，就是说，他说，你们若听从耶和华你们神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你们的，就必蒙福；你们若不听从耶和华你们神的诫命，便离我今日所吩咐你们的道，去侍奉你们素来所不认识的别神呢，就必受祸。So
the blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, the curse if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God and turn away from the way that I command you today by following other gods, which you have not known.
弟兄们，你听了这信息之后，或者说你看了这经文，你是否认同也接受这个经文所讲的事？
So after reading this passage, do you accept what's being written out there?
认同跟接受的，可以举手个看一下吗？
If you agree or accept, give a show of hands.
Okay, 如果是没有举手的，是表示说不认同，还是说没有意见？没有意见的举手的看一下。
If you don't raise your hands,
都可以。
You may disagree or have no opinion about this.
就没有举手，就表示说完全不认同，对吗？哎，不认同的举手的看一下。
Those who
<笑>所以我真的不知道跟你们互动上是不是要改变一些方式。<笑> 好，是，其实很多，特别是现在的人，对于这样的宣告，可能不容易接受或者是认同的。
So maybe this sort of declaration is not easy for some people to accept.
但是我看到贤堂弟兄姐妹们 有一部分是认同接受这个这教导。
But I see some people in Jubilee who accept it.
因为大家看上去好像是一种条件式的这个所谓的交换，或者好像说你必须做了什么的事情才能够得到祝福等等。
Because it sounds rather conditional, rather transactional that you must do something to get this blessing.
不过，如果我们能够透过看圣经旧约或者是新约所记载的历史的事件
，However, by understanding the historical events in the Old and New Testaments.
或者是说我们去观察我们周遭生活的这个遭遇，我们会发现到在我们的生活所遇到这事情确实是印证了这样这种的宣告发生在我们的这个生活里面去。
Or maybe we can, through observations of circumstances of personal experiences of things around us, it becomes true that this declaration is indeed happening.
所以从今天我们的信息里面我们可以学到两件事情。
So from today's scriptures, we can learn about two things.
第一件事情就是我们要存敬畏的心。
That we must be in awe.
因为我们看到今天的信告诉我们，我们的所信靠的神呢，他是一位原处必行圣洁公义的神。
Because we know that the God we believe in is holy and just.
所以我们在每一天在与神同行的生活里呢，我们需要不断的提醒自己，就是说我们要存敬畏的心呢，去跟随和亲近我们这位圣洁公义的神。
So in our daily life of walking close to God, we must constantly remind ourselves to follow and be close to Him.
不要继续让自己呢活在神不喜悦或者是看为恶的这个生活的习惯里。
We must not continue to live in the habits of life that that's displeasing to God and is regarded as evil.
这样我问大家，就是说什么才是所谓的神不喜悦的生活习惯？有没有
？So what sort of lifestyle habits are we talking about right now?
在我们生活里有什么所谓神不看为不喜悦的事有没有
？So what are these habits that are considered displeasing?
来举例一下可以吗？荧幕上也有放了一些，这个是神不喜悦的事情吗？台币贿赂的给贿赂钱可以吗 ？Under table 可以吗？神喜悦吗？然后考试的时候作弊好吗？
Cheating your exams or
然后去 online gambling 好吗
？Online gambling，
或者是说我们在家里哦，出口就是那个鱼鱼叉叉那些的话好吗
？Maybe we have foul language at home。
所以我们在我们的生活里面，我们是不是我们一些真的是我们的习惯或者我们行为是神不所喜悦的
？So there are many activities, many things that we do that may not be pleasing to God。
当我们如果是真的有这样的一个习惯的时候，或者言语行为的时候，其实我们要提醒自己说，我们要怎么去改变。
When we have these habits, then we have to remind ourselves on how we can change, how we can change ourselves.
而且我们更很感恩的是，就是说我们能够从神那里的我们自己的力量，我们可以向诱惑我们自己的试探、我们的罪呢，我们可以勇敢的说出不，或者是拒绝这个事情。
And so that, from the strength that we draw God, we can reject these temptations and these habits.
如果你知道说这个是神所不喜悦的或者看恶的事的时候，你可以从神那边呢自取那个力量，跟他说我可以的，不要做或者说拒绝做这些事情。
So when you know that these actions are wrong, then we can draw strength from God to correct ourselves.
那我们今天呢就可以跟神说，我们行耶和华眼中看为善的事，然后呢效法耶稣基督一切所行的。
So we can do what is pleasing in the eyes of the Lord every day and imitate what Jesus Christ has done.
我们可以做到的，对吗？
We can do this, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
很好。第二，我们要存感恩的心。
Secondly, we must be grateful.
我们很感恩，就是我们所信靠跟随的这一位神。
We must be grateful because of the God that we trust and we follow.
因为他原处必行的这个信实呢，不会受到环境的影响啦、啊，或者是改变啦、啊，变得反复无常啊。今天说给你，明天说拿回去。
Because of his words are not subjected to external influences such that it changes over time, and he backtracks on it.
就是说，圣经记载说，他承诺给我们一切的应许， 比如说平安、同在、恩典、眷顾等的，我们都可以安心的去领受他所给我们的这个应许。
So there are some of the promises that's given us. For example, peace, presence, grace, and we can receive all this with peace of mind.
而且呢，我们也看到，就是说，神呢可以按照自己的心意去实现、落实他所讲过的话和所给我们的应许。
So these are implemented and are given in accordance to the promises and His will.
就是世上没有任何的人、事物可以阻挡神要赐给我们的这个祝福和这个恩典。
So nothing in the world can change these promises and these blessings from God.
如果神对你说，他会帮助你克服事业上或者工作上的困难，你相信他可以做得到吗？
So if God tells you that He can help you overcome difficulties in your career, in your work, in your studies, do you believe He can do it?
可以吗？
Can He do it?
神可以做得到吗？
Can God do it?
如果神承诺说要赐福给你的家庭生活是充满平安和喜乐的，你相信他可以做得到吗？
So if God promises to bless your family with peace and joy, do you believe He can do it?
可以吗？如果说面对新冠病毒疫情的影响，神愿意跟你同在，并带领和眷顾你度过一切的艰难，你相信他可以做得到吗？
So faced with the pandemic, if God tells you He's willing to be with you and lead and care for you through these difficulties, do you believe He can do it?
你相信吗？
Do you believe in it?
相信他。
Believe in Him.
相信他，因为他是位原处必行的神。
Believe in Him because He's a God that will do what He says.
相信他，因为他是一位原处必行的神。
Believe in Him because He's a God that promises.
重要的事情要讲三遍。
If it's important, we'll say it three times.
相信他，因为他是一位原处必行的神。Amen.
Believe in Him because He will do what He says.
只要他愿意，我们一定会得到他赐给我们的应许和这个祝福的恩典。
So as long as He's willing, we'll definitely get this promise that's given to us.
Amen.
Amen.